So last night at Rosary, I asked my children, how do we get to heaven? And they replied, go to confession. If you commit a mortal sin, go to confession. That's how you get to heaven. And I answered them, technically, instrumentally correct, but formally incorrect. That's not how we get to heaven. It's a means, but it's not the way. And I think this can be an error in our Catholic teaching, in our sacramental theology, that we focus on the instruments that Jesus Christ, second person of the Trinity, instituted for our salvation, but not on what Thomas Aquinas would call the formal cause or the final cause. So just a word about the sacraments. The sacraments were instituted by our Lord not to restrict grace, but to spread grace around. So if you think about a hose attached to your house, the seven sacraments are not seven little slits in the hose that squirt out streams of water. Rather, the seven sacraments are like seven sprinkler heads that are attached to the water source, and they just spray and spread water in every direction and try to get everything wet so that all things in need of that water live and thrive. So that's the seven sacraments. They're instruments that Jesus uses to spread around grace, not to restrict grace, to spread around grace. And I told the kids, no, the way you go to heaven, how you go to heaven is our Lord Jesus Christ, just as we say in the Creed, the Apostles' Creed at the Rosary, he came down from heaven, was incarnate in the womb of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, lived a perfect life, died on a cross, rose again for our justification, as St. Paul says. And that's how we go to confession. And the sacrament of baptism, the sacrament of confirmation, is an instrument. It's a means by which Jesus applies that reality to us. But we should never say, if we're talking to someone who doesn't know Jesus, or if we're talking to, let's say, an evangelical Protestant, how do you get to heaven? Go to confession. You can look through the hundreds of pages in the New Testament, and you'll never find the preaching of the gospel by John the Baptist, preparation for Jesus, Jesus himself in the four gospels proclaiming the kingdom, or from Pentecost forward, the apostles focusing on the instruments of salvation, but rather on the formal cause, which is our faith in Jesus Christ as a merciful Savior who applies his blood to our souls and washes away every single sin. The kids also ask, well, what if you're a good person and just hypothetically, you just committed one venial sin your whole life, what would happen to you? And I said, you wouldn't go to heaven. And they were shocked by that because they're thinking, okay, baptized people, a venial sin, you know, you go into purgatory for 0.4 seconds, you get that one venial sin washed, purified, and you go to heaven. And I said, no, if you have no faith and you had just one venial sin, I said, how many sins can exist in heaven in God's presence? How many sins can we bring into heaven? They said, well, no sins. So that's right. Even a venial sin is excluded from heaven. If you have just one venial sin, there's an imperfection that cannot be in the purity of heaven. That venial sin has to be washed away. Even the slightest sin. This is why we as Catholics shouldn't just avoid mortal sin. We have to avoid all venial sins, even the slightest venial sins, because even the slightest venial sin cannot be welcomed in heaven. That's why we Catholics have this doctrine of purification after death, what we call purgatory. So I think this was a good conversation that I had with the children. Some of you might be thinking, oh, Taylor, you're a convert. You're bringing in this evangelical Protestantism into the Catholic Church. It's no good. No. I think if you read my book, Catholic Perspective on Paul, I spill a lot of ink showing that St. Paul teaches the sacraments, teaches baptismal regeneration, teaches confirmation, teaches transubstantiation, the real presence, Eucharistic sacrifice, matrimony as a sacrament, holy orders, all of these things are there in the New Testament. Catholicism is in the New Testament, loud and clear. But when you read epistles like Romans or Galatians and you hear the words of Jesus when he heals people and when he preaches, he's calling for an ascent of faith, not just to concepts, not to sacraments per se, but to him. And I closed with the kids and I said, you know, you could commit a venial sin, mortal sins, whatever, go to confession. But if you didn't believe and love Jesus Christ, if you didn't have faith, didn't have charity, all seven sacraments would fail. They would not accomplish anything in your soul, because sacraments are an instrument. They're not the formal cause. And this is kind of, you know, higher philosophy. This is college level philosophy, talking about instrumental causes and formal causes, material causes, final causes, efficient causes. All comes from Aristotle. Thomas Aquinas brings it into the, well, he's not the one that brings it in, but he perfects it really. But I gave the kids a more down-to-earth analogy, and I said, you know, what if I said, let's make a card, a Mother's Day card for mom. How do you do that? And they said, paper, Sharpie, scissors. Okay, so that's correct. They're saying, yeah, we need to get the instruments, the tools to produce this card. But when we give the card to mom, mom doesn't say, oh, wow, you guys got some paper and some scissors and some Sharpies. That's the card. No. What matters is what the card says and what the card communicates. The colors that you choose, the shapes that you choose, the things that you actually write with the pen, the shape of it, everything that's produced to bring pleasure to their mother, to show their appreciation to her. So there's the instruments, there's the tools. These are like the sacraments. This is how Jesus is applying all of his love, his grace, his merit to us. But what's more important is our devotion, our love, our faith, our hope in Jesus as a Savior, a personal Savior, someone who's in our life and who we talk with every day. So I would encourage you, with your friends, with your parents, with your children, have a talk like this. Just ask the question, how do we get to heaven? What does it mean to go to heaven? And play it out and see how the sacraments relate. But of course, emphasize that it's really our faith and our love placed in a person, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the eternal Logos, the Son of God, Jesus Christ.